Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, Maggio, M-I-G-G-I-O. According to the information obtained from the examinee, Lauren Maggio is a 38-year-old woman who reports she injured her left knee at work on 7/21/22. She twisted her knee while running to a code. Period, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, she did a further evaluation, leading to a diagnosis of a torn gastroc muscle and popliteus tendon. Period, she did have drainage of a cyst in January 2023. Period, she felt improved with this treatment and did not undergo any surgery. Period, she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph. This is going to be a record list, so I might jump around, but number one is employee claim petition, :725/22. And number two, answer to claim petition. Number three are progress. Orthopedic progress notes from Dr. DiVenero, :817/22, :1/17/23. Next, I think it's four. Pathology report from fine needle aspiration, :123/23. Next are MRI report of the left knee from Rowan, R-O-W-A-N, Boulevard Imaging Center, :1/13/23, :8/9/22. Next is office note from Dr. Lipschultz, :2/13/23. Next, report from Dr. Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z, :925/23. Next, progress notes for Inspira Urgent Care, :727/22. Period. And then we'll go with the record review. The summary of records according to the records provided. Ms. Maggio was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero on 8/17/22. Pitch reported on 7/21/22. She injured her left knee while running to a code. Pitch she twisted it and was seen at occupational health. Period, X-ray and MRI were ordered. Period, she was wearing a brace. Pitch she denied any previous injury to the left knee. Period. Dr. DiVenero performed an exam and referenced the results of the MRI that was compared to this plain films of 7/27/22. Period. And we'll insert the MRI report here. Dr. DiVenero rendered diagnosis of left knee pain with rupture of the left gastrocnemius tendon. Period. He had Ms. Maggio participate in physical therapy. Period. She followed up over the next few months through 1/17/23. Period. On that occasion, he actually reviewed the second MRI that was done that will be inserted. Period. He adjusted his diagnoses to include popliteus tendonitis, gamma synovial cyst of popliteal space, (Baker), comma, and strain of the muscle or tendon of a posterior muscle group at the lower leg level on the left. Period. He wanted her to undergo an ultrasound guided aspiration of the popliteal cyst. This was completed on 1/23/23. The pathology report indicates it was negative for malignancy. New paragraph. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 2/13/23. He noted her course of treatment to date and that he had previously seen her for a second opinion on 10/10/22. He also ascertained she is being treated by a rheumatologist for rheumatoid disease. She was started on Cimzia, C-I-M-Z-I-A, about a week ago. Her knee is feeling much better and she is otherwise doing well. She wants to be cleared back to work full duty. Exam found a non-antalgic gait and she was able to squat, but there was full range of motion of the knee with no complaints. He concurred that she was capable of returning to work in a full-duty capacity. New paragraph on 9/25/23, Dr. Bowers, B-O-W-E-R-S, and not Dr. Schwartz, as listed, wrote correspondence to the petitioner's attorney. She diagnosed left gastrocnemius tear, comma, popliteus tendon tear, comma, popliteal cyst, comma, and rheumatoid arthritis. She wrote the patient is expected to have met maximum medical improvement from the injury sustained to the popliteal tendon and gastrocnemius muscle during a work injury that occurred on 7/25/22. Exam was unrevealing with no instability. After interviewing Ms. Maggio, Dr. Bowers opined her residual symptoms are more likely related to her underlying rheumatoid arthritis. But this is a chronic inflammatory disease process which will require ongoing care at the determination of her rheumatologist, comma, separate from the purview of this claim. Paragraph. The first progress note from Inspirit Urgent Care is dated 7/27/22. She was diagnosed with unspecified internal derangement of the left knee for which cryotherapy and activity modifications were advised. This evaluation was done by Dr. Hendricks, H-E-N-D-R-I-X. Next section, physical exam. General appearance, she volunteered that she suffers from rheumatoid arthritis that mainly involves her right wrist. The wrist is swollen now. Extremities lower, motion of the right knee was full with crepitus but no tenderness. Motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. She was mildly tender at palpation of the left prepatella and popliteal area, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers normal, lumbosacral. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 7/21/22, Lauren Maggio was running to a code and twist to her left knee. She was seen at Inspirit Urgent Care and initiated on conservative treatment. In short order, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero, who continued this approach. She did undergo an MRI of the knee. That will be inserted here. In paragraph, she remained symptomatic and had a second MRI to be inserted here. Dr. Lipschultz saw her on 2/13/23 and deemed she had an ultrasound-guided aspiration of the popliteal cyst about 3 weeks ago. Paired Dr. DiVenero had injected her joint around November, but the cyst was not injected. Paired, he wrote that he was concerned the popliteal cyst, with its complex material, might actually be a result of her rheumatologic disease. Paired, perhaps her new medication will help resolve this. Paired, if the popliteal cyst remains symptomatic, he would consider repeat aspiration and injection with the steroid. Paired, he discharged her from care to follow up on an as-needed basis. Paired, in paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Maggio found her to be obese with full range of motion of both lower extremities. Paired, there was crepitus at the non-involved right knee. Paired, she had mild tenderness palpation about the left prepatella and popliteal areas, but there was none on the right. Paired, provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Paired, she ambulated without a limp or antalgia. Paired, she could squat to 75 degrees and rise. Paired, there was no palpable cyst-like structure. Paired, in the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Paired, her Baker's cyst has resolved. Paired, her torn muscle and tendon have resolved clinically. Paired, she has been able to return back to her full duty capacity with the insured. Paired, it is noteworthy that Ms. Maggio suffers from rheumatoid arthritis. Paired, there was concern that this might represent the etiology of her ongoing symptoms about the knee. Paired, and that is the end.